Yeah, I should do the opposite. I should.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Yes, I will do the opposite. I used to sit here and do nothing and regret it for the rest of the day. So now I will do the opposite and I will do something.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1251, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This week's show may be a little hard to swallow, and I hope it doesn't go swirling down the porcelain convenience. We'll be celebrating Harold Dellon's birthday and steadfastly refusing to say no. We'll also have a segment of opposites. Porcelain is a white, hard, but delicate vitrified ceramic, invented in China in distant antiquity. The porcelain we're familiar with was made during the Yuan dynasty in the 13th and 14th centuries, and is comprised of kaolin, a white clay, and pratunsa, a stone composed of feldspar, mica, and quartz, fired to a temperature of 2,650 degrees Fahrenheit. So why am I telling you this? Well, because I am a distant cousin of Jerry Mathers, best known for his role as Theodore Cleaver in the television series Leave It to Beaver. It ran from October 4, 1957 to June 20, 1963. So what does that have to do with porcelain? One of the, well, gee whiz, Wally, facts about Leave It to Beaver is that the first episode, titled Captain Jack, was delayed and actually aired the second week of the series because it hadn't cleared the network censors in time. So what could possibly have been so controversial as to postpone the episode? Well, Leave It to Beaver was the first television program to show a toilet. Not even a whole toilet, mind you, but just the toilet tank in the boys' bathroom off their bedroom into which Wally places a pet baby alligator. And what are most toilets made of? Why, porcelain, of course. Here's Emil Coleman and his orchestra. Thank you.
woke up the other morn. I found a new republic had been born. There was to be democracy in China. We congratulate her. But that old crank China too did an awful lot for me and you. Now her freedom's won. Let's thank her for what she's done. China. Country could be finer beneath the sun.
What you've done.
You gave us silk to dress our lovely women. Was worth the price.
And when we couldn't get potatoes, you gave us rice.
We made caps till we could get chopsticks.
You taught us quite a few tricks.
Much obliged to you.
We take our hats off to one thing we see.
Your laundry keep our country clean.
China,
we owe a lot to you. Now, China, we all realize the magic of your dreamy and the night. All our Broadway guns and games couldn't do without your bamboo cane.
So your weak is strong, we all know your key is strong.
China,
way out here in the minor.
No country could be finer beneath the sun.
What you've done.
You gave us silk to dress our lovely women. Was worth the price.
And when we could get the paper, you gave us life.
We made caps till we would get chopsticks.
You got quite a few drinks. We never know.
And we're much obliged to you.
And just to hear the songs your people sing.
But we can't understand a thing.
China.
Well, there are a limited number of vintage songs specifically about porcelain or porcelain China, so there's one about China the country. We owe China a lot more now, about $859 billion, than on August 23, 1917, when Columbia A2375 was made by the Watson sisters, Kitty and Fanny. They began as children with a singing act and became headliners on the Keith Vaudeville circuit, even playing a command performance in London in 1927. They made several movie shorts in the early 1930s and were active until at least 1949. China, We Owe a Lot to You was composed by Milton Ager with words by Howard Johnson. Before that was the unusual Reginald Forsythe with his unusual composition, Meditation in Porcelain, from November of 1936. We started the set with Emil Coleman and his orchestra with Porcelain Maid, from Irving Berlin's Music Box Review of 1922. Columbia A3778 was recorded December 6th of that year. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. On last week's show, you heard from singer, actor, and comedian Edith Clifford. I didn't mention it at the time, but that Edith Clifford is not to be confused with another Edith Clifford of the time, Edith Clifford, the female sword swallower, billed as Mademoiselle Clifford. Born in Boston in 1886, after training with veteran one-legged sword swallower Delno Fritz, Clifford made her debut with a Ringling Brothers show at age 13. From there, she toured the world, playing to sold-out crowds, royalty, and celebrities, including Harry Houdini, who wrote, "Mademoiselle Edith Clifford is most generously endowed, possessed of more than ordinary personal charms, a most refined taste in dress, and an unswerving devotion to her art. After 23 years on the road, Edith Clifford retired from show business in 1922, moving to Canton, Ohio, where she ran a local grocery store with her husband. Believe it or don't, you can follow the Sword Swallowers Association International on Facebook or their website, swordswallow.org. That website, once again, swordswallow.org. So, for Mademoiselle Clifford and the 300 currently active professional sword swallowers in the world today, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about, yep, swords. Thank you. Most of the surprisingly high number of recordings of With Sword and Lance are by concert or brass bands, including one by the Grand Mast Brass Bands. But Reginald Dixon recorded it on theater pipe organ, and we just heard Victor Sterling with his xylophone solo of the piece on Australian Regal 78 number G20088 from 1927. With Sword and Lance was written in 1900 by Herman Stark, and it won him first prize in the 1912 International March Composition Contest. Before that, we heard a sword dance suite performed by the National Folk Dance Orchestra, conducted by Arnold Foster from HMV B8808, recorded in November of 1938. Weapon dances incorporating swords or similar weapons are recorded throughout world history. There are various traditions of solo and mock battle sword dances in Africa, Asia, and Europe. In 1911, musicologist Cecil J. Sharp published the first of three volumes of Sword Dances of Northern England, which he had collected over a number of years. We heard figures 3 and 4, the tunes Three Jolly Sheepskins and Bobby Shafto. We began that sword set with Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra with his tune, The Flaming Sword, from Victor 26796, recorded November 8, 1940.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
On May 19, 1994, Season 5, Episode 22 of the television series Seinfeld aired. Titled The Opposite, in it, George Costanza decides to turn his life around by doing the exact opposite of what he would normally do. So, here's a set of opposites, beginning with Paul Specht.
Thank you. to play a little love scene. Opposite you, I'd make it oh so realistic. Opposite you, at first I'd look in your eyes and tell a few little lies, the kind that lovers love to improvise. And then I'd feel your hand in mine, dear, trembling with bliss. That's just about the time I'd kiss you, something like this. And maybe some morning after a sweet honeymoon for two, you'll see me at the breakfast table opposite you.
Willie the Lion Smith and his cubs being Ed Allen on cornet, Cecil Scott on clarinet and alto sax, and Willie Williams on washboard, with Sittin' at the Table Opposite You. That's from Decca 7086, recorded May 22, 1935. Before that, Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra with I'd Love to Play a Love Scene Opposite You, written by Sam Coslow. It was sung in the 1937 Paramount picture Love on Toast by John Payne while dancing with Stella Adler. But we heard it sung by Gail Reese on Victor 25688, October 7, 1937. We started the set with Paul Specht and his Hotel Alamac Orchestra with The Opposite Sword, written by Jose Fernandez. Columbia 46-D was recorded December 12, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. On last week's show, I played Flo, the girl who can never say no. Well, here are three more Rapidly Rotating Records about responding in the negative.
Listen, little lady, to these words by the three cadets.
You can't say no to a soldier. painter, a sailor, or a handsome marine. Oh, you can't say no if he wants to dance.
If he's gonna fight, he's got a right to romance.
So get out your lipstick and powder. Be beautiful and dutiful too. If he's not your type, then it's still okay. You can always kiss him in a sisterly way. Oh, you can't say no, no, you've gotta give in if you want him to win for you.
We started this Never Say No segment with Never Say No. That was the Henri René Musette Orchestra with his composition, recorded June 20th, 1940, issued on Victor V-199. American musician, composer, producer, and bandleader Henri René was born December 29th, 1906, in New York City, as Harold Manfred Kirkstein. Fun fact, Henri René's recording of Milton DeLugge's composition Roller Coaster was used as the closing theme song for the panel show What's My Line from the early 1950s until it was canceled in 1967. I've been watching and thoroughly enjoying old episodes of What's My Line on MeTV. Next was Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay with You Can't Say No to a Soldier. The Three Cadets sang the Mack Gordon lyrics to Harry Warren's tune on Victor 27952, made July 9, 1942. Sammy Kay and his orchestra also played You Can't Say No to a Soldier in the 1942 20th Century Fox picture, Iceland. We finished up with Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, who were Watching My Dreams Go By, written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke on Regal 78, number 8962, March 3, 1930. So what does that have to do with saying no? Well, Winnie Leitner sang Watching My Dreams Go By in the 1930 Warner Brothers picture. She couldn't say no.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, July 4th, marked the birth in 1887 in New York City of Harold Abraham Dellen. In 1917, he was working for music publisher Leo Feist, and he was an early radio entertainer with his show, Harold Dellen's Popular Program, in 1924. His musical compositions include Just Plain Folks, introduced by Kate Smith in 1941, Ripple on the River, and When You're Lonesome, Pal of Mine. Dellen was manager of T.B. Harm's music publishing company and founded his own firm, Harold Dellen Music Company. He died of a heart attack on June 14, 1942, in Cleveland, Ohio, and is buried at Lakeview Cemetery there. Here are three from Harold Dellen. Thank you.
to be blue. You're my only sweetheart, for honest I love you.
Colorado, out in the golden west, dreaming of hills and valleys, where there is peace and rest. Deep in my heart there's a longing just for a sight of you.
the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, under the direction of Roy Bargy, with Somebody, written by Harold Dellon and George A. Little. That record, Victor 18718, also introduced the tune Just for Today by Rudy Weedoft. The orchestra tried it twice on September 23, 1920, before giving up, and coming back 2 days later to get it right on take five. Before that, Henry Burr and Albert Campbell singing about Colorado. Dellon wrote the music and Walter Hirsch the lyrics. They were accompanied by Alfred Lennertz on cello and Alexander Schmidt on violin. Victor 19283 was made February 21, 1924. We started our little tribute to Harold Dellon with Wayne King and his orchestra and You're My Only Sweetheart. The Cal Duvall lyrics were sung there by Ernie Burchill on Victor 22835, made September 25th, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.